this one. Some of that future funk in the background, Monkey Robot, Jose Gris. And just before that, that track off that new album that Dame Funk dropped with Steve Arrington back in the summer. The track is called For the Homies, Peanut Butter Wolf Edit. Definitely feeling that, if you like the vibe of that, the whole album is on that vibe. So I had a chance to check the Finding Drive database, and we got a bunch that came in, and there's actually a few that came in many months back in the year that has elapsed since the last CKT Funding Drive. So the first couple that I have to announce, the first one came in back in January 2013. So big shout out to Michael out in NYC. We had another one come in back in March from Patrick out in Ottawa. So thanks to both of you. Thanks for helping spark it off for this year's funding drive. And looking forward to announcing a lot more names. Hopefully yours too, if you're listening and enjoying. And yeah, we haven't listed off event announcements yet, so let's get into that before we get back into the donations. So tomorrow night, Scramble Lock is doing his street dance jam Family Affair 2. It's a locking whacking 2-on-2 tag team battle over at Cabaret. Also a Halloween jam, so I don't know whether that means the dancers are going to be in costume or what, but
they always are, right?
in one way or another, I guess. Yeah. Let's see what else. Yeah, Walla P is doing his jam Voyage Funktastique that he talked about last time he was on, and that's going on over at Bobar Friday, November 8th, featuring Dr. Mad as well. Walla P and Dr. Mad. November 16th is the next We Funk Jam, monthly like always, over at Le Blurry, featuring DJ Zatar. Man, he tore it up last year when he played around this time last year. Of course, you know him from Time Code, all you Ottawa folks. It's going to be Ruby Jane's birthday as well, so it's going to be quite a jam. And finally, November 29th, Wu-Tang coming through the Olympia. That's the show that was rescheduled from earlier this month. How about in Vancouver? That it's that whacking jam this weekend, right?
Yes, it's to kick off the Halloween week, I guess. It's a week-long affair. We're having Whacktoberfest this Sunday, October 27th at the Heritage Hall. This is Vancouver's first only whacking battle. I'll be on the decks along with the lovely DJ Dove, and it doubles as a Halloween costume party, and also the birthday / graduation celebration for May Zink, one of the main dancers here in the Vancouver scene. So come out here and jam out. Whacktoberfest, I think they're going to have some beer at the very least. In homage to Oktoberfest, the real, we got our German fans out there. Sure, they appreciate that. Last one stands. That's another big battle coming up that I'll be involved with. Happening at UBC Chance Center, Saturday, November 9th. That is, the feature style will be hip-hop, locking, and popping all one-on-ones. And I got a lot of top-tier kind of international guests being flown in, both as judges and battle guests, so you don't want to miss that. Including our man, Green Tech, originally from Montreal. I think I caught the early years, like, when it was just, like, starting out, 13, 14, and now he's just the biggest thing owned. good for you, Green Tech. Props. Much respect. That's what you get when you keep training.
Cool. Instrumental's running out, so we're going to move into a track from Alpha Mama. It kind of highlights the global funk for our global listeners. It's a group or an artist out of Sydney, Australia. Played this to some good response a couple years ago on WeFunk, so time to bring it back again. Enjoy. CKT Funding Drive, CKT.ca. Make your donation.
That all you got for me? You think you're gonna do the dirty on me? But see, I know better. Show you a thing or two about how to